This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. So in America, you are innocent until proven guilty. That's the way our American system of justice works, and that's the way it should be. Unfortunately, that rule does not seem to be applied equally toward Democrats and Republicans. As a matter of opinion, it appears it only applies to Democrats and never to Republicans. So there's questions swirling about Hunter Biden and his dealings over the years using Joe Biden's positions in our government for personal gain. Now, it's a valid question. Let's consider this. The media has spent 3.5 years questioning the Trump family and their usage of the Trump name for personal benefit. I might add here that to date, none of those allegations have proven true. But where are the media's questions about the seemingly obvious questions about Joe Biden's son making millions of dollars without any apparent qualifications except for the fact that he was Joe Biden's son? Look, I'm no fan of Joe Biden. I say that as a point of reference. But that aside, I have to really question the mass media coverage of the Hunter Biden story. Or lack thereof. To be blunt, this is an individual who, by his own admission, has no expertise or experience in fossil fuels, but was paid an unseemly amount of money to be on the board of directors of that company. His only qualification was he was the vice president's son. Period. That, my friends, is a clear and concise admission of wrongdoing. After all, would you or I be paid hundreds of thousands of dollars with no experience to be on a board of directors? Well, of course not. Unless, of course, we could bring the name and association of the vice president of the United States of America, who happens to be his father, to the table. Frankly, it stinks of corruption. It just reeks, and there's no way to sugarcoat it. It's embarrassing that the national media continues to ignore it. This is just another example of the major media ignoring itself into oblivion. Simply put, the major media will be irrelevant in the next few years as they've been exposed as the hard left cheerleaders that they are. Even the latest ratings numbers show the almost insignificant viewership that the major networks have. I believe the majority of Americans are frankly sick and tired of the left-leaning major media networks. We see it all day and all night, and it's pathetic. It's really sad. The bottom line is the president has done a great job, the Biden family is obviously as sleazy as they get, and yet the major media wants you to believe otherwise. That, my friends, is really pathetic. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.